And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 17th of May, 2012. It's the birthday of Gary Paulsen, born in Minneapolis, 1939, ran away from home when he was 14, joined the carnival, worked as a construction worker, engineer, sailor. He was a ranch hand, working nights as a satellite technician for an aerospace company in California when he was struck by the inspiration to become a writer. He walked off the job, never went back. He's written more than 200 books. Gary Paulsen says, "I just work. I don't drink. I don't fool around." The end result is there's a lot of books out there. Most recent novels, Woods Runner, Lawn Boy Returns, and Liar, Liar. It's the birthday of Dennis Potter, born in Gloucestershire, England, 1935, best known for his series Pennies from Heaven, about a sheet music salesman, and The Singing Detective. It's the birthday of the woman who was given credit for writing the first stream-of-consciousness novel in English, Dorothy Richardson, born Abingdon, just south of Oxford, 1873, the novel Pointed Roofs, published in 1915. She disliked the term stream-of-consciousness. She referred to it as an interior monologue. Pointed Roofs was the first in a 13-novel series called Pilgrimage, based on Richardson's life. Virginia Woolf credited Dorothy Richardson with inventing the psychological sentence of the feminine gender. It was on this date, 1954, the Supreme Court ruled that school segregation violated the 14th Amendment. An 8-year-old girl named Linda Brown in Topeka, Kansas, had to walk 21 blocks every day to an all-black elementary school, though she lived just 7 blocks from another elementary school for white children. Her father, Oliver Brown, asked that she be allowed to attend the white school. The principal refused, so he sued in court, and it came to the Supreme Court. The legal basis for segregation came from an 1896 Supreme Court decision, Plessy v. Ferguson, establishing that separate facilities for black and white students were constitutional as long as they were equal. When Brown v. Board of Education came before the Supreme Court in 1952, most of the justices were personally opposed to segregation, but only 4 of them openly supported overturning that precedent. And then in September 1953, Chief Justice Fred Vinson died of a heart attack. President Eisenhower nominated Earl Warren as the new Chief Justice, a man who devoted himself to the cause of civil rights. Warren's vote made the decision 5-4, but Justice Warren wanted a unanimous decision, so he rounded up the votes. The final holdout was Justice Stanley Reed from Kentucky, and when the decision was read, Justice Reed burst into tears. Here's a poem for today by Kathleen Flanagan, Natural History. When I die, lava will flow and preserve me whole for 50,000 years. I'll be exhibited in a great museum next to the whale bones and amethyst geodes. You will be pinned with the butterflies, handled with gloves, exquisitely fragile. Isn't it funny? They'll never connect us, this rock woman with that paper man. They were never in love. She would have pounded him into dust. He'd have been crushed by a woman like that. Natural History by Kathleen Flanagan, from her collection Famous, published by University of Nebraska Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. And by reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses manage their reputations online, because search results can be the new first impression. Learn more at reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.